Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The U.S. Census has released its list of the fastest growing large cities in the U.S. 8 of the top 15 are in the South. For more, we're joined by Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So the census measured this in two ways, raw population numbers and rate of growth. And when you look at the ones at the top of the list for rate of growth, it's Frisco, Texas, New Braunfels, Texas, and Pflugerville, Texas, all about 8% growth and all places that maybe our listeners have never heard of. What's going on?
Well, the first thing that's going on is a little bit of statistical trickery. And that is that when you're looking at rate of growth from a really low base, it's easy to grow really quickly. You know, if Hobsonville has 10 people and adds 10 people, it's growing by 100%.
Right.
If New York City adds 10 people, it's not even growing. That's the first thing that's going on. It's a little bit of statistics. The second thing is that this is a continuation of something we've seen ever since the Great Recession ended. People have just kept up with the early 2000s migration patterns of moving to the South, moving to the West, and moving to hot suburbs.
And in particular, moving to Texas. If you look at the top of the population growth list, it's San Antonio.
It is San Antonio. It is also, I think you have Dallas and Fort Worth are up there as well. I mean, there's not a lot of surprises to me at the top of the list, except for two things. You've got Seattle, which is by far the fastest growing dense urban area in the United States. And then second, Columbus, Ohio, I think is going to surprise a lot of people. A lot of people don't realize that Columbus, Ohio is secretly becoming the second Chicago of the Midwest. It has been growing really quickly for the last few years. And so those are really the two exceptions to this general rule of hot cities growing quickly. It's Seattle and it's Columbus.
Largest city in Ohio, by the way, Columbus, and also still one of the top finalists for the Amazon second headquarters. Mm-hmm. Do you think people are moving to these cities in the Sun Belt, in the South and the West, because of cost of living, because of opportunity, because of the weather, or other factors?
I think you named two of the really important factors right there. I think that in general, all things equal, most people don't want to live in Maine. They want to live somewhere where it's reasonably sunny all year long and often relatively hot. And the second thing is that a lot of people don't want to live in a tiny little apartment like I do in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. They want to live in a place that has, you know, a yard and a garden and a big house where their kids and dogs can run around. And in order to do that, you have to move away from dense cities toward space. Where is their space? Well, look at the Sun Belt from South Carolina through Florida, on through Texas, and then up through Arizona and Nevada. That's where Americans are moving to right now.
One city that did not look so good in this list from the census is Chicago, where the population is actually falling. What's going on?
Well, first, I should say I love Chicago.
Right,
I went
me
to
too.
School at Northwestern. I love Chicago quite a lot. But look, it's at the center of two not-so-great trends. The first trend is the demographic trend that I've already explained. People are not moving to the Midwest or the Northeast. They're moving to the South and West. And then second, Chicago is now one of the crime capitals of the U.S. The murder rate there is rather high, and they have gang problems that the city's trying to deal with. And so you put these trends together, both the crime trend and the demographic trend, and you have Chicago falling behind places like Columbus, its neighbor, and also cities like Seattle that are competing for a lot of the same jobs.
It's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.